ABC News is sponsored by Wilson Door and Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step towards making your building project an experience you'll never forget. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. Our time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The debate calendar filling up. The Trump and Harris campaigns agreeing to one vice presidential debate. Here's ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
The one VP debate that both sides have agreed to is October 1st on CBS. Republican J.D. Vance says there should be another face-off between him and Democrat Tim Walz in mid-September on CNN. But the Harris campaign says no, that it agreed only to two presidential debates and one vice presidential debate. As a Harris spokesman puts it, the debate over debates is now over.
Former President Trump holding a press event at his New Jersey golf club, criticizing his rival Kamala Harris and President Biden for driving inflation higher. It comes as new data shows inflation fell below 3% for the first time since 2021, but some costs for food items like eggs remains higher. Brokered talks on a Gaza ceasefire deal will continue for a second day tomorrow in Qatar, even though Hamas is not participating, saying they've already agreed to an earlier framework. This is ABC News. Another sign of a resilient labor market, the latest government figure showing that jobless claims dropped last week compared to the prior week. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan with the numbers.
After spiking in mid-July, the Bureau of Labor Statistics count of weekly jobless claims has fallen steadily. In the week ending August 10th, 227,000 claims were filed. The overall number of people receiving jobless benefits is around 1.8 million. That figure has remained fairly consistent for the past year.
The Commerce Department showing America Americans have stepped up their spending. Retail sales soaring in July, up 1% from the prior month, better than what analysts expected. Those latest figures are something the Federal Reserve Board is watching as it weighs an interest rate cut at its next meeting in September. Following pro-Palestinian protests at New York's Columbia University campus, some that turned violent, the president of Columbia announcing she's stepping down immediately. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hear that? That's the sound of WIC buildings using stronger lumber and stronger steel that's galvanized and coated with high-quality paint, plus stronger screw fasteners to hold it all together, and one of the best warranties in the industry. Even their voiceover guy is stronger. Invest in strength. Invest in WIC buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local WIC dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your WIC building.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Showers and storms spark up again around 7. Some could be strong this evening and too severe. And also then later on, there'll be scattered showers and thunderstorms departing by midnight. Fog will build in with a low of 65. Some spots of sun to start the day tomorrow. Then clouds increase around lunch with more showers and storms slamming in around the area around 1 p.m. High 81. And scattered showers taper off tomorrow night. Variably cloudy with more fog possible. Low 64. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the north at around 3 miles per hour, and it's raining, and our current temperature is 73 degrees.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
And we do have this cancellation to pass along. The Richland Center Church League game that was supposed to be played this evening has been postponed, and that will be played again on Monday at 7:30.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Following an incident Monday afternoon at Foremost Farms in Richland Center, officials confirm there are no threats to the public following mitigation efforts and ongoing monitoring. The incident involved the release of water treatment chemicals from the plant boiler, which entered the storm drain and flowed to a tributary of the Pine River. The flow did not reach the Pine River, and water samples taken upstream, downstream, and in the tributary tested at normal levels. The cooperative appreciates the agencies for their partnership to develop and quickly implement the successful mitigation plan, including Richland County Emergency Management, the State DNR, Vernon County Hazmat, the Richland Center Fire Department, and City Utilities. The situation is under control and there are no threats or hazards to the public, wildlife, livestock, or environment. H5 bird flu is widespread in wild birds worldwide and is causing outbreaks in poultry and U.S. dairy cows, with several recent human cases in U.S. dairy and poultry workers. While the current public health risk is low, the CDC is watching the situation carefully and working with states to monitor people with animal exposures. Many county fairs are also monitoring the situation to judge whether they will allow lactating dairy cattle on the grounds. Richland County Fair officials made a decision today not to allow them. Lyrica Marks is the Richland County Fair and Recycling Coordinator.
We've been trying to focus on how to limit the spread of it. And it's been up for debate whether or not we were going to allow lactating dairy cattle at the fair this year or not. And it has been decided that we will not be allowing them at the fair this year, just for safety reasons.
However, the Richland County Fair will offer a virtual dairy event.
We will have our superintendent of the dairy cattle going around with a photographer to take pictures of each person's animal that they want to show to allow them to still be able to partake in that and allow all of the people who are coming to the fair for those reasons to still have that to enjoy.
Dairy exhibitors may also enter a substitute.
If one of our exhibitors did sign up to have a lactating dairy cattle, we will allow them to substitute another animal so they still have that experience to show. But we just wanted to make sure that everybody was aware. If anybody was particularly wanting to come to see those, we want them to know that they will still be able to see them in a way, but that they will not be there in person for safety reasons.
This decision to not allow exhibits of this nature pertains to lactating dairy cattle only.
If it's lactating beef cattle, we will still allow them. If it's a dry cattle, then we will still allow it, specifically the lactating dairy cattle.
Those wishing to make a substitution for their lactating dairy entry are required to contact the Richland County Fair office by this Tuesday. All remaining cows to be exhibited at the Richland County Fair will need to be brought to the fairground Wednesday, September 4th between 10 and 4. United States Senator Tammy Baldwin visited the Chippewa Valley on Wednesday as part of her Rural Leaders for Tammy campaign. Senator Baldwin visited a dairy farm before making an appearance at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days and concluded her visit with a tour of Leinenkugel's Brewery in Chippewa Falls. Senator Baldwin says the goal of the tour is to connect with rural residents of the state to learn more about the challenges that they're facing as she prepares to take on Republican Eric Hovde in November's general election. Rebecca Cook was in Eau Claire on Wednesday to share her shift in focus towards the general election after winning Tuesday's primary for the 3rd Congressional District. After a strong showing Tuesday, Cook says she, Katrina Shanklin, and Eric Wilson are now all focused on beating Congressman Derek Van Orden. A little more than 1 in 4 voters in Wisconsin cast a ballot Tuesday. The Wisconsin Elections Commission yesterday says 26% is the highest for a fall primary election in 60 years. 1.2 million people voted on each of the 2 proposed amendments to the state constitution. Those were the only statewide issues on the ballot open to all voters. We're learning more about Vice President Harris's campaign stop in Milwaukee Tuesday. Her campaign says she and running mate Tim Walz will hold a rally at Fiserv Forum Tuesday. It's the second day of the Democratic National Convention, 90 minutes down the road in Chicago. Republican Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance campaigns in Milwaukee tomorrow. Police departments across Dane County are seeing an increase in modified guns. Madison police told WKOW they see 3D printed gun parts on a regular basis these days, and anybody with access to the internet can figure out how to make them. Sometimes they can 3D print an entire gun. According to the report, it's creating challenges for local authorities. A man convicted in a triple murder in the La Crosse area will be sentenced to life in prison. A jury this week convicted Naya Teo for the killings at a quarry outside La Crosse 3 years ago. Prosecutors say Teo and another man killed three people over a debt. Teo faces a mandatory life sentence. A Western Wisconsin man accused of murder is being held on a $1 million bond. 55-year-old John Stumlin is accused of killing Daniel Rorden and hiding his body behind a mobile home. La Crosse County deputies were called there for a death investigation last week and found Rorden's body concealed under some plants in the backyard. When they tried to get inside, they found the home barricaded by Stumlin. Deputies eventually got inside and arrested Stumlin after finding blood. Prosecutors say Stumlin struck Rorden multiple times in the head and punctured his skull. A man accused of hate crimes for disrupting UW-Madison student meeting last fall has been formally charged. 20-year-old Lucas Nowak faces four charges, including making terrorist threats and disorderly conduct with a dangerous weapon. He is accused of being one of three men who entered the Humanities Building in November of 2023 and threatened the participants inside. All three were quickly identified with the help of the FBI and tips from the community. None of them were UW-Madison students or staff. Nowak is banned from the campus as part of his bail agreement. A man convicted of walking into a Madison woman's apartment and assaulting her last year is going to jail. 28-year-old David Cartagena Molina was sentenced in Dane County Court on Wednesday to 3 years in jail. He pleaded guilty to attempted sexual assault earlier this year for wailing into a downtown woman's apartment in June of 2023 and choking her when she dialed 911. But this was at least the fourth time Molina had intruded in people's homes, having been convicted three previous times in similar cases. He was on probation for the prior convictions. Sun Prairie Sweet Corn Festival is now in full swing. Today, the carnival opens at Angel Park. For $30 tonight, you can get unlimited rides. There's live music, food and drinks, and, of course, tons of sweet corn. The Chamber of Commerce spends over a year planning for the event, with money raised going to six local nonprofits. The 20th annual For Pete's Sake will take place Sunday at Veterans Park in Spring Green. Here's Michael Hernan with more on the story.
The For Pete's Sake Day in the park has a lot of things going on, including a run-walk bike, music, food sales, a silent auction, and the pickleball tournament. If you are interested in joining the pickleball tournament, you could still register for the tournament online before the deadline on Sunday. Here's Gene Alt with more on the pickleball tournament.
So we're having a pickleball tournament starting at 8 a.m. and you can still register for it. We can't give out t-shirts anymore because that order has gone in, but you can still register up until the day of the event. And our pickleball courts are new as of a year ago or so, a year and a half. And we have three courts and we will have a round robin tournament. We had one last year that brought in a few people. This year, we, I think, have 13 teams registered, double teams registered for this year.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
The Walk with Grace wrap-up meeting will be held tonight at 6 at the Grace office located above Royal Bank in Richland Center. All committee members, team members, and the community are encouraged to attend to share what they felt went well and what changes they would like to see for next year's walk. Today's winners of $50 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Sharon Connery of Muscadet on ticket number 1067 and Rose Beyer of Richland Center on ticket number 2160.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. June Ann Lassicky, 75, of Richland Center, died August 6th at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the East Pine River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this evening from now until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. June Ann Lassicky, 75, of Richland Center. Patricia M. Messeberg, 78, of Hillsboro, died Sunday at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home this evening from now until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 to 11. Patricia M. Messeberg, 78, of Hillsboro. Robert J. Bob Watson, 73, of Hillsboro, died August 7th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Mount Vernon Cemetery, Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 10:30. Robert J. Bob Watson, 73, of Hillsboro. Phil Phippen, age 82, died July 13th after a long illness. A service of remembrance will be held Saturday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Friends may call at Christ Lutheran Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Phil Phippen, age 82. Charles R. Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th at home. Family and friends are invited to join in a celebration of life picnic Saturday from 4 to 7 at the family home on South Park Street in Richland Center to share memories, stories, and laughter. Charles R. Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio. Sherry Blackwell, 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado, died in Colorado. A memorial gathering for Sherry and her late husband, Terry, will be held Saturday, August 31st from 10 to 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A time of sharing will be held at 11:30. Sherry Blackwell, 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado. Catherine Alice Steiner, 94, of rural Blue River, died Friday. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday, September 7th, at Mount Zion Backroads Church. Burial will be in the West Fork Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday, September 7th, from 9 until the time of service at 11. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95, of rural Blue River.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Lassie, Rin Tin Tin, Toto, Marley, and, of course, your own favorite canine. Whether famous or simply loved by their human companions, dogs capture our hearts. That's why, in honor of this past Saturday's being National Spoil Your Dog Day, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society encourages you to think of ways that you can spoil your favorite dogs this week with walks, treats, belly rubs, and all their other favorite things. And if you're thinking about adopting a dog, consider doing so from a rescue organization or a local animal shelter. To ask about dogs currently available from OMHS, call its dog adoption coordinator at 608-604-7848. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Mostly cloudy, with a few spots of sun trying its best to peek on through here. That is not a good thing when it comes to the chances of storms rolling in shortly. Any added sun is going to add to the instability and the possibility of it becoming severe. In fact, storms are expected to fire up after 7 p.m., with the chances of the worst of them really arriving around 9. After they pass, though, we're pretty much in the clear until tomorrow. But they could bring the potential for some high, damaging winds, torrential rain, large hail, and maybe a tornado or two as well. While we may not technically be included in the slight risk, that of course is centered over the southern counties of the state. Recent model runs do fire up these storms by La Crosse area and move them right through here too. So stay weather savvy, just in case. You never know. Not to mention a quick quarter of an inch to 3/4 of an inch is possible within some of those storms, which could create flash flooding after the rain throughout the day. Otherwise, those scattered showers and storms depart by midnight, and fog is actually going to be building in overnight as we stay muggy and temperatures hover in the mid-60s. And by tomorrow morning, we could see some spots of sun to start the day out, but don't get too excited, because clouds do increase, especially around lunch, with more showers and storms slamming into the area after 1 o'clock. And high temperatures hitting summery warmth back to the low 80s. As scattered showers and storms taper off by Friday night, we'll see more fog possible overnight and into early Saturday morning. And here's what's expected for Saturday. It's going to be breezy, with winds pulling out of the northwest, bringing in spots of sunshine, spots of cloud cover, and spots of spotty showers. And we could see a thunderstorm or two. Nothing strong to severe, but annoying nonetheless, as the low-pressure system continues to swirl throughout the state. As it finally pushes off further to the east and leaves us alone, we'll be sunny and summery for Sunday. In fact, high temperatures climbing to the low to mid-80s. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. Stay dry. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it is raining and it's 73 degrees after a daytime high of 74 and a morning low of 65. Yesterday's high was 84 and we received 9/100 of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1988 is 95 degrees. And with a record low of 39 that was set back in 1964. Last year's high was 79 with a low of 58. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:05 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:08. The winds are out of the north at around 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.78 and we have received 16/100 of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 73 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And because of the weather, the Richland Center Church League softball game that was supposed to be taking place tonight on the East Diamond between St. Mary's and Church of the Nazarene with the mission umpiring, that has been postponed, and the game will be played on Monday at 7:30. Also in Hometown League baseball action, there's the Night League games going on for Hometown League, and they are in playoff mode, and they are playing the quarterfinals this evening. One game has been postponed, and that's Dodgeville at Jefferson. Other games that we haven't received any word on being postponed include Footville at Verona, Cambridge at Evansville, and Middleton at Blanchardville. In a game heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, Jackson Churio and William Contreras homered in the first inning and scored again during an eighth-inning comeback as the Milwaukee Brewers rallied for a 6-4 victory over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Devin Williams earned his third save in as many opportunities and ended the game by striking out Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani. The save came one day after Williams preserved a 5-4 victory by retiring Ohtani, Betts, and Freddie Freeman in order. The Brewers trailed 4-3 before scoring three runs in the eighth. And with that victory, the Brewers tie the series between the Dodgers and them, and that puts them 9 games in the lead in the National League Central ahead of the St. Louis Cardinals, who were idle today. As for the Brewers, they play again tomorrow. They will be taking on the Cleveland Guardians in a 3-game series, and that'll be at AmFam Field. Tomorrow night's game will have a 7:10 first pitch time, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, and the pregame for that contest will start at around 6:35. Brewers franchise owner Mark Anastasio is facing a lawsuit for allegedly stealing sand from Broad Beach in Malibu, California. Next-door neighbor James Kohlberg accuses Anastasio of taking the sand from the public beach and putting it to personal use on a construction site on his home. Anastasio's attorney says permits were obtained from the city of Malibu and Los Angeles County, and all the work is legitimate. Kohlberg says this is a case of private homeowner using a public beach as their own personal sandbox.
Someone once said bank robbery is more of a sure thing than farming. While this sounds humorous, it may be true. Many things in life are a gamble, but farming is truly a big gamble. Schwarz Insurance would like to be sure to take this opportunity to salute our hardworking farmers and to say thank you. Schwarz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want everyone to be sure that your insurance protection is not a gamble. Please contact our local staff at 647-8891 for a review of your insurance protection.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. Transfer quarterback Tyler Van Dyke has been named the starter for the Badgers to begin the 2024 college football season. Offensive coordinator Phil Longo made the announcement yesterday. Van Dyke came to Madison through the transfer portal from Miami. Longo says Van Dyke and Braden Locke are most like 1A and 1B. It will be a challenging position for either quarterback because Wisconsin faces one of the toughest schedules in the country. It begins August 30th at home against the Western Michigan Broncos. Former Badgers long snapper Peter Bowden has been cut by the Packers for the second time in 3 weeks. Bowden was released the first time in late July and then re-signed a week later. This latest move suggests the Packers' next move may be to a practice squad. While at Wisconsin, he was a finalist for the Patrick Manley Award, which goes to the best long snapper in college football. His track record suggests another team could find that Bowen fills a need for them. And Indianapolis will host the 2025 WNBA All-Star Game at Gainbridge Fieldhouse next July. This year's game was played in front of a sellout crowd of 16,407 at Footprint Center in Phoenix, and the television audience of 3.44 million made it the most watched WNBA All-Star Game. Indianapolis will host the event for the first time. The All-Star Game will be played July 19th. A three-point shooting contest and skills challenge will be held July 18th. The Indiana Fever lead the WNBA in attendance at just under 17,000 per game, fueled by rookie sensation Caitlin Clark. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains from August 16th through the 19th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
It's fun for the whole family at the Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th in Gays Mills, Wisconsin. Bring the kids for the great carnival and plenty of kid-friendly activities. Admission to the fair is just $5 Thursday and Sunday, $10 Friday and Saturday, with kids 8 and under free. There are plenty of things for the kids during the day, all free with gated admission. For a full listing of all the fun happening, check out CrawfordCountyWisconsinFair.com for more information. See you in Gays Mills, August 22nd through the 25th for the Crawford County Fair.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Corn and cattle were lower Thursday, soybeans finished mixed, and hogs closed higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans ended the session mixed, mostly firm. They were up early, but then consolidated, watching development weather, which does look mostly favorable. New crop export sales on beans were solid at more than 49 million bushels. September beans were down 3/4 at 951.5. November held at 968.5. September bean meal was up $2.80 at $307.90. September soybean oil was down 54 points at $39.47. Corn was down on fund and technical selling just above the session lows. It's watching the mostly favorable late development weather in much of the region. Old crop export sales are marketing near low, but new crop was up on the week. September corn was 6 lower at 375. December was down 3.75 at 397 after trading above 4. And wheat was lower on fund and technical selling, up at the open, but could not follow through with pressure from a higher move in the dollar during the session. Export sales were above a week ago, but lower than average. September Chicago was 6.5 lower at 528.25. September Kansas City was 9.25 lower at 537. September Minneapolis wheat was down 5.75 at 586.25. Live and feeder cattle closed lower, waiting for widespread direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner will have more on that in just a moment. October live is down $1.37 at $180.75. December was 97 lower at $180.62. September feeders were down 67 at $243.67. October was $1.20 lower at $240.90. And hogs closed higher, supported by cash and wholesale business, along with their discount to the cash index. October lean was up 57 at 76.50. December was 97 higher at 68.22. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. A really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Cash cattle trade activity was slow again Thursday. A few bids finally surfaced at $188 to $190 live and $298 to $302 dressed, both in Nebraska. Asking prices were around $187 to $188 live in the South, while the North was quiet. Box beef closed higher on good demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $2.06 at $316.95. Select closed $1.53 higher at $303.03. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down about 4,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a moderate negotiated run. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 88 cents with a weighted average of 85.31. The Iowa Minnesota was up 223 with a weighted average of 86.06. The Western Corn Belt closed $1.20 higher with a weighted average of 85.75. Pork values into the day higher, up 56 cents at 99.87. And estimated hog slaughter was 479,000 head, up 10,000 on the week and up about 5,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-43
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The CEO of Summit Carbon Solutions says the permitting process has slowed some, but he's confident the pipeline will get completed. Lee Blank tells Brownfield he's seeing more buy-in across the industry.
I think the marketplace is understanding the importance of the project now. The U.S. landowners becoming more accustomed to the project and what it actually means.
More news is next.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Climatologist says pasture conditions have been mixed across parts of the Western Corn Belt and Great Plains. Eric Hunt is with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
Pretty stressed pasture conditions across Wyoming, Western Nebraska, Western South Dakota, and Western North Dakota. Better conditions further east, although pastures have definitely started to show some stress here across parts of Kansas and Eastern Colorado as well.
But rangelands are in much better shape in Iowa, according to State Ag Secretary Mike Nagy. Southern Illinois wheat farmers say 2024 was a good year in the field for most. Eric Braymeyer, who farms in Washington County, says some farmers saw near record yields.
Excellent yields, 85 plus, you know, 120s yields were recorded.
And the USDA's Livestock Mandatory Reporting Live Cattle Data Dashboard is now available. The tool provides cattle producers with enhanced insight on the markets to help foster a more fairer and more competitive marketplace. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Artificial intelligence to solve problems in the field. Hello, I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. As technology advances in precision agriculture, more farmers will likely turn to AI to help maximize yields, lower production costs, and improve their overall operation. On this week's episode, we'll hear from AJ Sharda at Kansas State University and Brian Martin of Clay Center, Kansas, who have partnered on technology and research into weed management and soil conservation. We'll find out more right after this.
We can have a positive impact simply by using our fuels, and we need to get that word out.
Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast?
So it's always a good place to start. I love telling the story.
Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel.
It really touches every aspect of our society, from just living our everyday lives to driving to flying. It's everywhere, and it's everything we do.
Don't miss the testimonials.
Without biodiesel and renewable diesel, the LCFS program would not have succeeded.
And opportunities for farmers.
I'm really excited about cover crops. I think they have a tremendous boost to the soil health.
The benefits keep growing.
Let's not wait for zero. Let's do something responsible today.
Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Better, Cleaner, Now.
Northeast Kansas farmer has partnered with Kansas State University on research into best practices for soil conservation and weed control. John Martin tells Brownfield the partnership is longstanding.
It started out as conservation tillage, and then it went to a total 100% no-till system farming type relationship. It's been a wonderful journey.
In recent years, the two sides have gravitated toward work with AI. AJ Sharda, Director of Research at K-State's Institute for Digital Ag and Advanced Analytics, welcomed international ag producers to the Martin Farm in July to see John Deere's See & Spray technology in person.
When these machines are working, they are creating all sorts of maps showing where they have sprayed, how much they have sprayed. So basically, at the end of the day, they can see that I end up spraying only 20% of my field.
He says the technology gives producers confidence and trust that not only are they spraying correctly, but also saving chemicals and being environmental stewards. Sharda talks about some of the accomplishments they've achieved through this partnership.
A lot of work around understanding how individual hydraulic downforce control systems are impacting our seed placement, how good they are in terms of seed spacing and seeding depth.
He says it goes even further.
And we have done work around looking row cleaners, planter closing systems, you know, variable rate fertilizer application systems, new technologies to do field scale, you know, selection of these in fertilizers.
He says AI has several benefits.
It gives me a lot of value to understand how good my row cleaners are working, how good the soil seed to soil contact are going to be, which conditions give me good emergence and obviously yield benefit. But we are going beyond that in our endeavors to see the whole idea in terms of how the trenches are closing.
Martin says he's adamant about efficiency, but also about protecting the environment.
To me, it's breathtaking because, again, the next step is conserving chemical. You're not polluting the environment. You're saving that chemical. You're saving cost. Now, the technology is expensive. The cost-benefit ratio, you have to measure that.
Still, he says, it is the way of the future.
It's exciting. I am excited about AI, but yet I still have a grandson that told me the other day, he said, "Papa, I still want to drive a tractor." So, you know, it kind of tugs at your heart a little bit. I'm sure that we'll still be driving tractors with AI.
I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61, Bosco Hill. Napa Know How!
Tennessee. Cutting out a path like a truck of flashing high beams. 40 years of road dog and burn like a daydream. Screaming down the interstate, lightning in the bloodstream. Time flies by like a bullet down a train track. Miles and miles under this old hat. Another town, leave it all on the stage. Turn it up, tear it down, turn them on, turn the beat. Wichita to Kansas City, Amarillo, Albuquerque. Break down, up and running, Arizona in a hurry. Worn out, throw it back, beating out a heart attack. Miles and miles under this old hat. I was a fast car coming down and out of control. Now I'm the last train running, trying to loosen my load. Breaking out of Nashville, chasing the sound. Not a clue, I know it, even where I'm bound. But you never need to wonder where I'm at. You can find me hanging out under this old hat. Shaking, ripping, rolling, California stargazing, trailblazing, chance taking, rain making, lighter raising, such thumping, wheels squealing, show stopping, seam stealing, heading south long haul, muscle shows how you feeling. Hit the road, hit the sack, take it in and play it back. Miles and miles under this old hat. I was a fast car coming down and out of control. Now I'm the last train running, trying to loosen my load. Breaking out of Nashville, chasing the sound. Not a clue, knowing even where I'm bound. But you never need to wonder where I'm at. You can find me hanging out under this old hat. Charlie Pride, James Brown, CDB, the real riders, rider diaries, way up in the cheap seats. The road crew, the day makers, runners, gunners, ticket takers, horse straight and pulling favors, front of house, pushing faders. 10-4, copy that, and moving forward, flashing back. Miles and miles under this old hat. Car coming down out of control. Now I'm the last train roaming, trying to loosen my load. Breaking out of Nashville, chasing the sound. Not a clue, knowing even where I'm bound. But you never need to wonder where I'm at. You can find me hanging out. I've been running miles and miles, miles and miles, miles and miles. Under this old hat, under this old hat, I've been hanging out under this old hat.
Sawyer Brown, under this old hat. Ole hat, that is, not old, Ole hat, O-L-E, and country and community, and good evening. I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here till 8 o'clock tonight bringing you some great music and passing along some information as it happens. Hope you're having a great Thursday so far. I know it's been kind of a dreary day all day today. In fact, rain has kind of let up here for the moment, and we have received today so far 17/100ths of an inch of rain. So that combined with yesterday, or the total from last night of 9/100ths of an inch, we have received 26/100ths of an inch of rain, in fact. So that's about just a little over a quarter of an inch from this latest rain system that's been going through. And it sounds like, according to Brittany Merlot, there's going to be a chance of some stronger to severe storms coming up after 7. We'll wait and see on that. I will keep an eye on that and keep you informed on that. And if anything comes in, if we have any watches or warnings, we'll definitely pass along that information to you right here on WRCO 100.9. And because of that weather, there are some postponements or cancellations. First of all, the RC Church League softball game that was supposed to take place tonight on the East Diamond at 7:30 between St. Mary's and the Church of the Nazarene with the admission umpiring. That has been postponed, and that will be played on Monday instead at 7:30. Also in Home Talent League action, the night league playoff game between the Dodgeville and Jefferson, that has been postponed. Also, due to impending weather to the inclement weather today, I should say, the Village of Reedstown's Village Picnic has been rescheduled, and that's going to be held on Tuesday from 4 to 7. And also, the RC Lions Monthly Car, Cruise, and Burgers, which is held at the Richland County Fairgrounds, that was supposed to be held today. That has been postponed to Thursday, August 29th, and that will be from 5 to 8 o'clock. Also, just to let you know, it's coming up here shortly, is the Grace meeting. The Walk with Grace wrap-up meeting is being held tonight at 6 at the Grace office, and that's located above the Royal Bank in downtown Richland Center.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's grilling department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
A friend has experienced the death of someone loved. You want to help, but you are not sure how to go about it. This is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Helping begins with your ability to be an active listener. Don't worry so much about what you will say. Just listen to the words that are being shared with you. By walking with your friend in grief, you are giving one of life's most precious gifts, yourself.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days. Losing sleep at night. I am not okay. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be
it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. We'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide. And we all gonna be alright.
Broadway bars at night makes you want to get a little too close to a Cali girl watching windshield satellites. It's a soundtrack to our lives. It's the only reason why a kid from Carolina would drive to Nashville to chase a dream without a dime. It's why we drink too much on Friday nights, raise our head in the neon lights, sweet home Alabama in a ring of fire. Sing along till the day I die. Why we break up, fall back in love? Why we roll around in the bed of a truck? Why we all stop when we hear that warning and she whispers, turn it up? For a second we're bulletproof. We get lost in a song or two. The world don't move, all I need is you. Three chords and through your blue eyes, how a song can turn back time. You can almost feel the sand on your feet from the passenger seat, singing anything but mine. And don't you know, we were raised on the radio. It's why we drink too much on Friday nights, raise our head in the neon lights, Copperhead Road and Mama tried. I could sing along to the day I die. Stop when we hear that one and she whispers, turn it up. For a second we're bulletproof. We get lost in a song or two. The world don't move and all I need is you. And three chords and a truth. Muscle shows to rock and roll. It's a steel guitar that steals your soul. It's a country song that takes you home again. It's why we drank too much on Friday nights, raise our hand in church pew aisles. Amazing grace, sweet by and by, I can sing along till the day I die. Why we break up, fall back in love? Why we roll around in the bed of a truck? Why we all stop when we hear that one and she whispers, turn it up. For a second we're bulletproof. We get lost in a song or two. The world don't move and all I need is you. And three chords and the truth. Oh,
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden and Vice President Harris announcing a plan lowering the cost of 10 drugs for Americans on Medicare.
Our reforms not only save lives,